This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In the high-stakes world of professional basketball, thousands of college players vie for a chance to make it to the National Basketball Association. Very few actually do. So what's an otherwise accomplished basketball player to do? For Waitari Marsh, the answer was play overseas, and he chose an unusual destination. After graduating from Tulane University, where he played college ball, Marsh took an offer to play for an Iranian team. I asked him, why Iran?
At the time, when I had first finished up my collegiate basketball, it wasn't anything really coming, my way that I had really wanted to jump on, that fast. So Iran was the first deal that it came across, and it was a pretty good opportunity for me to make some good money coming out of college, and I just took it.
So did you just pack up then, take your family and move to Iran?
No. I just did my research. I looked over some things on the internet. I talked to actually an agent who was based in Iran, as far as the safety. But as far as bringing my family, I didn't want to bring them because I didn't actually know what I was getting myself into. I don't want to say I wasn't afraid, but I didn't know 110% exactly what I was getting myself into, so I wanted to check it out for myself first.
What was it like when you arrived there?
It was so different, after I got settled in and I met, a few people, my safety was kind of like the least of my worries. The food was probably my biggest fear, just, getting accustomed to the food because it was so different. But as far as the people, they treated me, with the utmost of respect. So I didn't have any problems in that regard.
And how tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
You're 6'3", so you must have really stood out.
Yeah, but they have some pretty tall guys there. They have two young guys, I want to say 20 and 21. One of them stands 7'6", and the other one is 7'4".
But not a lot of African Americans.
No, not at all. In that regard, I did stick out.
So what was it like walking down the street there?
I want to say it took me maybe about 3 or 4 months before I actually did step foot outside of my home and felt comfortable to go and walk to the corner store. But once I did, it was like all eyes on me, I was just the center of attention everywhere I went.
And on your team, it's mostly Iranians?
It's all Iranians. You can only have two foreign players. Well, you can have three on your roster, but only two can actually play at the same time. So it's only me and another American guy. Currently.
And you're the point guard for the team, I understand.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're leading the offense.
Yes, I'm leading everything.
How do you communicate to your fellow players?
For the most part, we have two players who can speak pretty good English, so they kind of translate to the other players. But in basketball, it's a universal language almost. My body language, I can use my hands for signs and get my points across. So it's not that hard.
Well, how long do you expect to be in Iran?
Every year I'm hoping it's my last year, I don't plan on never going back after I'm finished, It's always like, if things aren't going well or if, nothing is coming up that I really see is worth taking or is better than the opportunity that I've made for myself in Iran, then barring that anything happens with the political situation, I'm okay in Iran.
Waitari Marsh, he's the point guard for the Iranian Super League team, Pega Hamadan. And Waitari Marsh, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.